He was a popular and indeed an outspoken councillor during his time. The death took place yesterday of Sligo Fianna Fáil councillor Patsy Barry from Grange. He'd been co-opted onto Sligo County Council to replace the outgoing Senator Willie Farrell, and he held a seat in the council until he stepped down in 2014 and indeed served as Cathaoirleach of the council during that time. Patsy was also a regular contributor to this very show on a range of issues down the years, and he was on our Friday panel in studio on numerous occasions. He was first elected in his own right after his co-option in the local elections of 1999.
I think it was a wonderful performance in an area where the vote was very, very high, where we had Joe Leonard, a Reid poll topper there, and John Harrison below me. So I would have to be happy on it. It's my first outing, really. I never was a councillor before until this. I was co-opted. I went out there and I set out my stall 5 weeks ago, and I'm very happy with what I reaped. I'm very happy tonight. I'll no longer be Willie Farrell's son now. I think I'll be my own man from here in. Not that it was any bad thing to be Willie's son, but I feel tonight really elated, much more so than when I was co-opted.
And as I say, he held his seat until 2014 when he retired. Patsy was always very passionate about his area and about rural Ireland in general, as we'll hear from this particular piece of audio we've picked out. This is Patsy on our Friday panel a couple of years ago, talking about the decline of rural Ireland and how villages needed to be regenerated.
I would select 2, 3, or 4 villages that are gone derelict in each county and see what could we do with them to give them a facelift, to utilise them, to do something about it, or else close them down. You see the other evening there from Ballymahon, shop fronts with names faded on them and everything else. I would like to see the villages gone in, go in there, just like the LIS scheme, the local improvement scheme, have a scheme where the government would improve the streetscape of that village in cooperation with the owner, and that the owner could turn that into some business. The HSE should be involved here. There are more city and village properties where old people could be brought down and put and kept in those. Shops were quite a big size. You could have one apartment there where people who have no home to go to, or the home is up on the mountain away from services. There's a whole raft of, I would go much deeper into it than just talking about broadband and roads. I think we have to tackle these villages. It's nothing as bad to go into a village or a small town and see shops with names, curtains in the window, cat looking out, or a magpie down the chimney or something. I think that's a very bad impression for us. If we had our villages nicer, the one person or two who are still trading there are at a terrible disadvantage, because before you get to them, you have to pass through this dereliction.
Well, the current Grange-based Fianna Fáil councillor, Donal Gilroy, has been remembering the late councillor Barry and his contribution to North Sligo and beyond.
A lot of people around North Sligo especially will be saddened by the passing of Patsy Barry, who has been, I suppose, at the centre of everything good that has happened in any of the villages or the rural areas around North Sligo over the last back to the mid-90s and long before that. You know, I suppose Patsy played with the famous Grange team that I think they were junior champions back in 1959 or something like that, before I was even born. And Patsy was always had a great love for the GAA. He ran a successful business as a publican and an auctioneer in Grange, and was he was a go-to person for everybody. Even before he was elected, he was the sort of person that people came to with looking for solutions and things like that. And he always said to me that politics is the art of the possible. You know, you have to do what you can, and not worry about the things that you can't do. On a personal basis, the Barry family and the Gilroy family go back a long way. My grandfather and Patsy's father were neighbours in Rinroe, which is a little hamlet down behind the church in Grange. And the two families have remained close all through the years. I'd like to convey my sympathies to Noreen, his wife, to his two daughters, Helen and Sinead, and to his son, Jarlett, and to his grandchildren. It's a very sad time for them, and to his two brothers, Fergus and Hubert. Patsy was as I say, he was a councillor. He was my predecessor, I suppose, as the Fianna Fáil councillor, even though we had a little drop in between our times of service. Patsy served. He replaced Willie Farrell in 1997, I believe, and he was returned in three elections after that to the council, and he served up until 2014. He had a term as Cathaoirleach of the council, and he you know, would have, as I say, during that time, he was always kind of doing things for the community and trying to better the community. And you know, when people look around and see why do so many people want to live in North Sligo, it's a testament to people like Patsy and what they would have done for many years and the hard work that they would have done.